रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। युद्ध कांड चैप्टर 113 द लैमेंट ऑफ द लेडीज इन द हैरम। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Meanwhile, the news that Ravana was killed by Rama reached the royal ladies, and they were plunged in the depth of grief. With hair disheveled and robes and ornaments falling off, they rushed out of the harem. Caring not for the words of anyone, they rolled on the ground and wept bitterly, even as a cow that has lost her calf. Followed by the Rakshasas, they entered the battlefield through the northern gate in quest of their lord and husband. "Oh, our king, our lord," they cried, and they cast their searching glances all around the battlefield filled with headless trunks. Left unprotected by the death of their lord, like the she-elephants of the forests that have lost their mates, they cried bitterly and wept with tears streaming down their cheeks. After a long while, they saw their lord of mighty prowess and limitless splendor lying prostrate on the ground like a black mountain. Finding the lord's body lying on the bare, dusty ground, they fell on it like rootless creepers and fainted. One of them, out of a regard and devotion to him, wept aloud and embraced him. One placed the feet of Ravana on her head and wept. One clung to his neck and cried. One took his arms, placed them on herself, and rolled on the earth. One swooned, looking intently on his face. One placed his head on her lap and cried aloud, her tears falling on his face even as dewdrops on the lotus. Thus they wept and cried for long, rolled on the ground and beat their breasts, having lost the king of the Rakshasas, who was their lord, mate, husband and king. "Alas, you made Indra tremble even in his slumber. The destroyer of all creations, Yama himself, went underground afraid of you. Vanquished by you, Kubera, your brother, the favorite friend of Parameshiva, lost his Pushpakakar to you. The Gandharvas, Rishis and the Devatas trembled at the mere mention of your name. Has it come to this that you of such fame and name should now lie thus on the battleground? You had no need to dread the Asuras, Danavas, the Daityas and the hosts of Devas. How did you meet with the death at the hands of mere mortals? You who could not be killed by the most powerful Deva, Danava, Yaksha and Gandharva hosts, were you destined to die at the hands of a man who had not even a chariot and had to stand on the ground? All the created beings of the three worlds could not trouble you. How have you yielded today to an ordinary mortal who has no name or place of his own?" Thus they wailed and mourned their lord, praising his prowess, greatness and valor. "Alas, not minding the advice of friends who had your welfare at heart, you brought Sita here. Thereby you sought your own death. You have brought about the eradication of the Rakshasa race. You and we and all our kinfolk have perished. Your brother Vibhishna, did he not on many an occasion entreat you to restore Sita? Rejecting his counsel, you drove him out of Lanka with harsh and cruel words. What else have you achieved but to drive your good fortune and bring destruction on yourself? Had you sent back Sita even then, would such a fate have overtaken us? Would the Rakshasa line have been swept away like this? Vibhishana would have been mightily pleased. Rama, his friend, would have become the friend of the Rakshasas. This widowhood would not have befallen us. Your enemies, the Devas, would not have then danced for joy as they do now. You, the Rakshasas, and ourselves earned our destruction even at the time when Sita was forcibly brought here with tears in her eyes, fear and sorrow in her heart. Chief of Rakshasas, what is the use of blaming you? Created beings cannot have things happening according to their own wish. Fate is the only cause of all that happens. Once death is first ordained by fate, and then only one meets with death outwardly at the hands of one's enemy. It has been destined that countless Rakshasas and Vanaras and yourself should die in this great battle. What is the use of possessing riches, power and prowess enough to subdue others? Can all these avail against fate? Thus did the ladies of Ravana wail woefully like the Crowncher bird that has lost her mate. மங்களம் கோஷிலேந்திராய மகனிய குணாப்தியே சக்கரவர்த்தி தனுர்ஜாய சர்வபூமாய மங்களம்.